In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Good morning and welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman. It is a joy to have you with us. It's been an amazing year for so very many people. It's been a very difficult year. A lot of folks lost their jobs. Many folks have lost loved ones. And many folks have lost major amounts of their investments. A lot of unrest, a lot of uncertainty, a lot of fear. And of course, we know as Christians, the Bible says God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And so we can turn to Him when we're going through these times when it's just so natural for us to fear. You know, when we consider the COVID-19 virus, I heard something the other day that kind of caught my attention. It said, is that offer from your mother to slap you clear in the next year still available? Take it. Yeah, it's been a rough year this year, and all of us have different stories, but God is still there. A month ago today, the 10th of August, I was working 6 days a week, going from early morning till, I say late at night, but when you reach my age, 9 o'clock is late at night. And so about 9 o'clock at night, and but 6 days a week. And I started to develop just kind of aching in my body. And things just kind of got worse. The next morning I woke up with the fever and the aches. And then a just really bad headache. Throughout the course then of the next 4 days, fever went to 102.9. And it wasn't going away. And it was real. In fact, it got to the point that I called a doctor friend of mine on Saturday morning. He said, Pastor Greg, you need to go to the emergency room and be checked out. I said, okay. So I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and Ruth said, you ready to go? And I said, yeah. And she said, well, then let's go. And I said, I can't get up. She said, what do you mean you can't get up? I said, I don't have the strength to walk to the car. So she went next door and got three neighbors, and they came over and literally carried me to the car. I couldn't walk. I've never been so sick in my life. We got to the emergency room. They started checking everything out. It was on a Saturday. Oh, that was my 74th birthday. Happy birthday, Pastor Greg. Yeah, that's what I was thinking myself. Well, the next day they put me in ICU, and I was in ICU for 9 days. I was on 75% oxygen. Of course, tested positive for COVID. And those were some of the darkest days I've ever experienced. They told me after a week, they said, you've got to start eating or you'll lose bone mass and you won't get out of here. Well, that's all they had to say. I said, what do you mean I won't get out of here? And they said, you've got to start eating. So I said, all right, send me 3 meals a day. So there I'm confined to the bed. And it was a difficult time. Finally, after 9 days, they rolled me out and they were taking me to a regular room. They stopped at the door. They said, we are so encouraged to be able to roll you out of ICU because we didn't think you were going to make it. And I said, you what? They said, seriously, we did not think you were going to make it. You know, There was one more thing on my bucket list. Our youngest son is starting a church in Atlanta for Portuguese-speaking folks as well as English-speaking folks. And we had told him we wanted to finish our lives in ministry in Atlanta to help him with that new church. So when they told me we didn't think you were going to make it, I mean, it was like the Lord hit me upside the head with a rubber mallet. Now's the time to retire. Here at Brookside, now's the time to retire. You're 74. You need to make a change now. And God gave me such tremendous peace. We love the ministry here at Brookside. We love the people here at Brookside. But you know, when God says it's time to change, He shouldn't have to almost take me out to get my attention. Are you with me? Has God spoken to you at times like that? Where you are ready to say, okay, Lord, I know you are the God of change. And so I always tell folks when they're going through a tough time, what does God want you to learn about Himself? What does He want you to learn about yourself? And what does He want you to learn about others? So I want to share with you some lessons that I learned in ICU. COVID-19 is unlike anything we have ever experienced. Worldwide, it seems like COVID-19 can cancel so many things. It canceled weddings. I was supposed to have gone to Boise, Idaho to perform a wedding the Sunday after I went into ICU. It's canceled funerals. It's canceled graduations. Two of my grandchildren graduated from college. Those graduations were canceled. It's canceled church services. COVID has canceled church trips and baptisms. And it's canceled birthday parties and family reunions. It's canceled visits to our loved ones in the nursing homes. It's canceled Christian concerts and revival meetings. I just had two revival meetings canceled in the last month. It's canceled Bible conferences. It's canceled political conventions, sports events. COVID-19 has canceled so many things. And while I was lying in ICU, I thought, Lord, where are you? What is happening? What's happening to me? And so I decided I need to change my thought processes. I need to stop focusing on everything that has been canceled. And I need to start focusing on things that COVID-19 cannot cancel. The first thing that came to my mind was joy. The Bible says in Psalm 16 and verse 11, "For thou wilt show me the path of life." That's every aspect of how you want me to live my life. "In thy presence is fullness of joy." See, in God's presence, when I am in His presence, there is fullness of joy. COVID-19 can't cancel that. Now, of course, the question is, am I in His presence? And praise God, the answer is, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Lo, I am with you always. And so consequently, in thy presence is fullness of joy. And the last part of verse 11 is, at thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. So as I thought of that verse, I thought, Lord, help me to focus on joy. Help me to focus on who you are. What do you want me to learn about yourself? Psalm 51 and verse 12, the psalmist David was going through a very difficult time, and he said, "Restore unto me the joy of my salvation." He didn't say, "Restore to me my salvation," but he said, "Lord, I've lost my joy." I wonder this morning if that's where you are. Have you lost your joy? With all the circumstances and hardships and difficulties and pain and loss, have you lost your joy? "Restore to me the joy of my salvation" would be a great prayer for us to pray every day. And then there was Psalm 30 and verse 5. That is so sweet. It says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. See, there were times in those nights that I faced fear. I've never had a panic attack in my life, but one night I did. And all these tubes and all these wires and everything else attached to my arms and my face and everything else. And one night I just broke. I just broke. Weeping may endure for a night. Oh, my precious friend, joy comes in the morning. It's not going to be dark all the time. God is always there. And so COVID-19 could not cancel my joy. The second thing, COVID-19 could not cancel my peace. My peace. Isaiah 26, verse 3 says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace if his mind is stayed or focused on thee. Why? Because he trusteth in thee. This last summer, we spent 12 weeks studying a book on trusting God. What a necessary focus that was. Perfect peace if I keep my mind focused on him. And then it goes on to say in verse 4, trust you in the Lord forever. There are times that it's a whole lot easier to trust in God when everything's going great, your job's fantastic, your salary is good, your health is great, your relationships are fantastic. It's easy to trust in the Lord, but here it says trust in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. I had no strength. 75% oxygen is just a hair's breadth away of having to go into a ventilator. I had no strength. When they finally got me up, they had to have somebody walk beside me. That was so weird. Somebody walking beside me. I'm here to tell you, we had over 1,000 people on Facebook that responded to my boys sharing the news about my COVID-19, and then a week later, Ruth's COVID-19, and in the hospital for 10 days herself. Over 1,000 people responded. We're praying for you folks. I'm here to tell you God answers prayer. God answers prayer. He gave us the strength that we need. But you know what? The previous chapter in Isaiah 25 and verse 9 says, and it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him. And he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him, and we will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. COVID-19 could not cancel joy or peace. Join me next time. I'll share more what God taught me in ICU. God bless.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.